This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Colleges and universities here in the Granite State and across the country are increasingly relying on adjunct professors. In New Hampshire, most college teaching positions, nearly 60%, are filled by part-time adjunct faculty. But even for the most highly regarded adjunct professors, the low pay and poor working conditions are proving to be too much. Dana Piscotti-Miskowski received UNH Manchester's Outstanding Adjunct Faculty Award in 2009. But now, after 11 years in the classroom, she's calling it quits. She joins us now to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming in, Dana. You've been vocal with your concerns about the treatment of adjunct professors. You actually appeared on NHPR's The Exchange back in February to talk about some of those issues. What happened to make you finally decide enough was enough?
Well, I think I didn't see any changes. I didn't see any beginnings of changes.
What changes were you expecting?
Well, I was hoping to just start small with a lounge, a meeting room for adjuncts. But of course, they don't want adjuncts to meet because we might unionize. So I was told that that would be looked into. I haven't seen any of that evidence. I was hoping that maybe somebody in my department had left in January. I was hoping that maybe a spot would come open and at least it would be advertised so I could throw my hat into the ring. Nothing happened. So,
can you tell us about your experience as an adjunct professor, and especially in relation to somebody who is obviously a full-time faculty member?
Right. So my experience is that I roll in for my one or two classes. I've been teaching two classes a semester for probably 9.5 years out of the decade I've been there. And I roll in for just my classes and am back out again. So I'm not on campus for students to meet with me. I think, you know, that right there should change, that, you know, with better pay, with some offices. This year they've provided some new offices in the new space that we're in, but there are no locks on the door, so we don't keep materials there. So really it's just a semi-private room to meet with students.
And adjuncts just aren't generally as available, obviously, as a full-time faculty member would be.
Right, exactly.
Now, you wrote a blog recently that was essentially a letter to your students explaining why you're leaving adjunct teaching. What was the response you got from that?
My goodness, the response was overwhelming. Several of my students found their way to the blog and put just remarkable comments that made me feel good about what I've done.
Are they surprised to learn that you want to leave teaching, that and the way adjunct professors are generally regarded and treated?
Well, they've been surprised to hear about adjuncts and how they're treated, and many of them didn't even know the term adjunct professor. But once they found out how I was treated, I've been getting high five emails and, you go girl, and absolutely, you need to leave. It's the right decision.
So why do universities rely on them so much?
Costs. Yeah,
we're cheap. It comes down to just simply money.
It does. It does. We're cheap. There's no benefits, absolutely zero, not even education benefits, which just floors me because that's their stock and trade. Nationwide, it's, $2,700 is the average adjunct fee for a 3-credit course. That's per semester.
What's your response to UNH administrators who say, they're doing what they can for adjuncts, giving tight budgets and now limited state funding as well?
I would laugh. They're not doing what they can. This isn't a New Hampshire problem. This is a countrywide problem. It's actually a problem through other countries as well.
Have you talked with any lawmakers at all about possible changes or solutions or what do you want to see happen?
You know, what I envisioned first was that some university would take the lead on this and become the game changer. I don't think that's going to happen because it requires some heavy cutting at the top levels. And so maybe legislation is the next step. I have met with the governor's education policy advisor, just to start getting the conversation open.
You think there's any appetite for that?
No.
Doesn't seem to be?
There doesn't seem to be.
Dana Piscotti-Miskowski, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.